Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akino Yojo. As they say in Isishona, in Zimbabwe, Mauya. Welcome to another edition of African Perspectives, our precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. Even within this anxiety-filled season, it is still a delight to be with you again for a weekly gathering and celebration of Africa and Africans. There's no denying the fact that this continues to be a period of high anxiety and worry around the world. The coronavirus and the health guidelines to stop its spread, including social distancing, has completely changed the way people live and relate to one another worldwide. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the recommendations of our health officials, including local officials, and do our best to slow and hopefully stop the spread of COVID-19. A happy Mother's Day to all of us and our listeners. It is a shout out to all the wives, the mothers, and the mother figures in our listening area. Today, we want to focus on the wonderful celebrations of our mothers, particularly the mothers on the African continent. To enhance our celebration, we'll be pursuing the theme even through music as we share all the music on our show today talking about mothers. So let us begin to show with the music of Bantu featuring Adewale Ayuba with the track Mama from their 1998 collaborative album Sound Clash in Lagos. Enjoy.
Unconditional, you carry on your work. You are the firmament. are the firm foundation. Leading eye and eye through the passage of life with all your might. You're the light that are shining bright. The soul comforter, the heart nourisher, the life light teacher, the only true cover. In the times of the stormy weather, you are giving me love and tenderness, reassuring everything's gonna be better. Mama, mama, you're my hero for life forever.
The music of Bantu featuring Adewale Ayuba today with Mama, a track that they labeled as tribute to the fountain of life. For us, it is a great acknowledgement of the natural connection between mother and child. It is also a great appreciation of how much input mothers have in the formation and development of their children. What can a child give in return for the months of selfless sacrifice and the life-threatening journey that is celebrated as childbirth? This will be our opening statement for today's show. A show that celebrates the mothers of the world has to open with a special dedication to all the child bearers and caregivers in our world, particularly those surviving on the African continent, notwithstanding the challenges that seemingly attempt to wipe out their existence. We're therefore devoting today's show to all of our mothers, whether living or dearly departed. We love and remember all our departed mothers. We thank them for their love and devotion while they were here and wish them eternal rest, if indeed there is any knowledge after death. Personally, I am proud to honor the memory of my late mother, Mrs. Clementine Faderera Aduke Ojo, who passed away 11 years ago, come this August. I remember her today and always. My regards to all of us who have lost our mothers and mother figures in our lives. Let us join our hearts together to remember and honor them for all the sacrifices they've made on our behalf, some without much acknowledgement or appreciation. As the Yoruba people always say, there is no deity as the mother. She is the oracle that selflessly provided for your needs, even on days when the oracle was drained and weary. Who can really take the place of a mother? We particularly thank those women who were not only mothers, but were also nurturers and lifelong caregivers. We must also remember all those who had endeavored to mother other people's children, either in addition to raising their own kids or even if they do not have children of their own. We celebrate the lives of all mamas, biological or not. If you are a mother, a mother figure, or a nurturer of others, we salute you today. Today, we celebrate all the mothers on the African continent who continue to be the custodian and protector of the children, our future. Our special prayers are that the care of the Lord will continue to be with you all. Amen. Here from the late Brenda Fassi, is our dedication to late mothers, including my own, who have departed this world and who are being missed by their children.
This is for you, Mama. I love you. I miss you. I miss you so much. God bless your soul. I know that you anyway, every day.
Welcome back to African Perspectives on Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. Days like today make it tough for me not to dwell on the memories of my mother, one wishes death was not an unkind thief as he is. We've all tried to keep her memory alive, especially with the creation of our own varied families as she continues to be in our minds. May all the departed mothers rest in peace and may their children find solace in their memories. A happy Mother's Day to all of our listeners today on African Perspective. We're celebrating our Mother's Day simply because we can. As an African proverb notes, from the indispensability of mothers in our lives, it takes a breast for a child to know its mother, but it actually takes a mother for a child to know its father. Here from the website poemsource.com is a short poem by one Joanna Fuchs, a writer, poet, and former member of the National Speakers Association. And as she noted on the website, poems for mothers are often full of gratitude and admiration, as they often say things that people had always wanted to tell their mothers. Here is a short poem, "Your Love is a Gift," by Joanna Fuchs, as dedicated to all mothers and mother figures in the world. Your love is a gift. Mom, your love is a gift to me. No matter what I do, whatever challenge I inflict, you always see me through. You're strong and steady as the earth, bringing peace amid the storm, tethering me to stability. Your love keeps me safe and warm. Without you, Mom, I'll fly away from all that's right and good. Could you help me, Mom? I often ask. Yes, you say, I could. Your love is a gift, my marvelous mother. You're my link to sanity. I often wish I were more like you, and maybe someday I'll be. That was a poem by Joanna Fuchs titled Your Love is a Gift. It comes to us from the website poemsource.com. It is a special dedication to all of our female listeners, especially the mothers, the grandmothers, aunties, and other mother figures in the lives of others today. We are grateful to the poet and the website for giving us the chance to share the poem. Here is West Africa's iLife Band with the continuation of our celebratory theme today, Mothers. Enjoy.
Thank you.
May the Almighty continue to bless all the mothers. It is Mother's Day today on our show. But seriously, who says that every Sunday, or maybe even every day, cannot be Mother's Day? Especially considering what all our mothers went through raising every one of us. For this great service, celebrated worldwide as motherhood, we honor all mothers and mother figures today. In recognition of the day, we are sharing tidbits about a group of women leaders on the African continent, known as Queen Mothers. Queen Mothers are leaders and women of power in Africa. There is no one-size-fits-all for the description of who is a Queen Mother. Generally speaking, Queen Mothers play an important role in local government and wield social power and influence. The amount of power they currently hold has been diminished since pre-colonial times. Queen Mothers are an important part of the Akan tradition that is based on matrilineal descent. They are found in such groupings as the Ashanti. And in areas of Ghana where the Akan culture is prominent, each town has a chief and a Queen Mother who rule alongside the modern political system. Queen Mothers have also been recorded in the tradition of the Pueblo in northern Nigeria, as part of the Benin culture in Nigeria's south, and in the Krobo area. In fact, the Yoruba people of Nigeria, or Benin or Togo, also have a number of women that make use of the honorific title Mother of a King. In other parts of Africa, such as in Uganda, the term Queen Mother is also used to describe either the mothers of the reigning monarchs or women who hold power in their own right. At the start of the 21st century, Queen Mothers are seeing a resurgence in power and influence across the continent. A great many of them are members of the African Queens and Women Cultural Leaders Network, a voluntary organization in Africa. For now, here is a Ghanaian gospel singer, Comfort Ano, with the track Mama May. Enjoy. Thank you. During the pre-colonial period, Africa was said to have been organized around the authority of chiefs, kings, and queen mothers. Queen mothers were once important political figures who commanded respect prior to the colonial era. In some instances, they were even considered to be autonomous rulers. Among certain ethnic groups, they were traditionally male and female counterparts in all aspects of a political hierarchy, that is, the king and the queen mothers. Queen mothers had all jurisdiction over women and oversaw any issue that involved both men and women together, such as rape, adultery, and marital conflict. Colonialists from Europe, due to their own sexism, negotiated only with the titled men in the areas that they operated in. As a result, the power of the titled women diminished over time. In addition, queen mothers in Africa were not recognized as important and were often referred to in historical documents as sisters of the men in power by missionaries and other colonialists. Queen mothers, along with other women on the continent under colonial rule, lost social, religious, constitutional, and political privileges and rights. Post-colonial governments, unfortunately, continued with policies that undermined these women's traditional authority. Women's absence in politics, and particularly traditional institutions, has created an unequal distribution of power. And this has resulted in women's concerns and their rights not being adequately addressed. In 1957, Ghana's independence leaders did not include queen mothers in their affairs, choosing instead to work with the male chiefs. And in 1988, the Ashanti Queen Mothers Association was formed. It is now containing about 44 women leaders from the Ashanti region as members. The group attends to issues relating to women in the area. Interestingly, the 1992 Constitution of Ghana included Article 277 that defines chieftaincy. Article 277 defines a chief as a person who has been properly nominated from the correct lineage and installed and skinned or installed as a chief or a queen mother in accordance with the relevant customary law and usage. A change in the tune.
Mami, 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 mami like a team. When you bear a bro, one not a team. When you bear a bro, a son now will be a son. And you soon not gonna send me sick. When you bear a bro, when you bear a bro, a son now will be a son.
Back to African Perspectives today on the special Mother's Day edition of our show. Before the break, we were discussing the concept of queen mothers, the way and manner societies conceptualize the idea of motherhood. It has come to command popular appeal because it is seen as a symbol of a nation state. So African nationalists deploy the nation as mother symbolism to mobilize patriotic sentiment. Kamara Lai, Senghor, and others express their love for Africa in terms of the love for mother. And Roscoe echoes this idea in his book, Mother is Gold. Diop glorifies mother in his poems, and Chris Okigbo recognizes the power of his mother, Idoto. In most texts written in Africa, both male and female, writers refer to the Mother Africa trope, and it has remained a prominent subject in African discourse. Love of mother and love of nation have taken on to become almost the same. The symbolism of the enslaved and exploited mother was part of the anti-colonial nationalist struggles, talking about Africa as a motherland in 1950s and early 1960s, up to the point of independence. We are forever thankful for the grace of a mother's love in our own lives. We sincerely hope that we will all find special ways to show gratitude and appreciation to all of our mothers and mother figures today. Even as we celebrate our mothers and mother figures today, we should like to remind all of us of our duty to continue maintaining social distance guidelines. As we wish all our listeners, including the mothers in our area, God's protection during this uncertain period in the battle against COVID-19 pandemic. We sincerely hope that as our state reopens, the state of Georgia, and many of our neighbors return to work, we will all continue to follow the instructions and recommendations of health officials. We must ensure that we use common sense and make the right choices to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe at this time. We on African Perspectives continue to say that this will pass eventually. And as we plan to run up the show, we pray that the Almighty will grant the families of all those killed by the coronavirus the fortitude to bear these losses. To all mothers and mother figures, thank you for all your love and care for your children. Happy Mother's Day.
Okwa gine dumu kama misi matunu jangwa muntenu nkoma Mane pele mepele kama noka Unwe lifi kwa lukokom Niwe nugo DJ olum Iwe mama neto kwende go
Chuku viko gozi Ochie dike mama Na gozi endem Ochie dike
Sagozi elunwanya hunsi ni miapotoa Makafufuni no talum nenua Okwe pele gine dumi jenua Simu welobi umana sobendua Suamu nozo chigwa mhapi henkua Simu solobi meso kwa nandoa Ebo bono solom nolu nenua Iga nom naru kibo bimpotoa Inebuza gumbi figu nyoweki Ambozi romi hapulumo keki Mbomo wapia loka fambe kidemi Sima koja na noife sondu mwoke Nene Okwa wajodolo ikuni bebara Punge kana bakulu O bugini kange jike ne mamam Chine kena liko kose ne mamam
Anem bulim na fon Nem talafu fono Awe momezi bunem O bugini kange jike Weke ne nem lulo O chie jike ne O bezo o bakwa O tura
Mama no kwa mama kwa mama mwaburu no kwa mama na same sinimbo kwa mama kwa mama na zolo mwazo bo kwa mama wata so benda jo tumeba kantutu ono geme twiru bo mama and the wine to tawe mutanwa nge ya onega bio mugo bo mama ngane tugi mama re mama ufukidi ya no get another ogun abagun wa inje jemba odo mu down no matter the weather man look for your sacrifice and your advice you fuck for my right just to make this right Lono come my future the bright. I promise hey, to make yours a paradise. Diamonds.
Nem bulim na fon. Nem talafu fonu awe momezi bunem. Obugini kamgechi weke ne nem lulo ochie diken nem.
Itu akadi.
Obeso obakwa otra.
Ata.
Agama yonu nyekelo nobu biko.
chedike o ma ke se jide se no no o seike o kulu wa fi ageni si tupo nata ye tupo de se no no mama mo po chedike o wa na chi fe fa ge mi be fa lu ku 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 ta lu o ye adiro si wa na adiro si ji ba adiro o chedike na mo se le e be mu amu Eba, ganga wo.
Extraordinaire.
Ochie DK Mama, the music of Nigeria's final, featuring the legend Onyeka Onwenu. Ochie DK Mama, even to my mother in heaven. I remember her spirit today and thank God for the four or so decades that I knew her and love and care. Happy Mother's Day to all of us from African perspectives. Before we depart today, let us end our show on yet another special and celebratory note as we share our dedication right now to the entire 2020 graduating class here at the University of Georgia, as well as other graduating groups in various institutions in our listening area. 2020 has turned out to be a year that no one expected. You've been deprived of the thrill and pageantry of convocation ceremonies, but your achievement is still assured. From the K level all the way through first, second, and other degrees, we say congratulations. Both the undergraduate and graduate commencement ceremonies at the University of Georgia should have been held this past Friday, May 8th, while a physical in-person celebration is still scheduled for later in October. We want to send our congratulations to everyone who graduated this week. Therefore, today, we celebrate the achievements of all graduates, including UGA graduates. We wish them all the best in their future endeavors. Particularly, we wish them gainful employment in these tough times. We are particularly congratulating all the African students who will be earning a degree from this university. We are proud of your achievements and hope that you will develop yourselves and pursue all your career goals. More importantly, we hope you will not forget the people of your various home countries. This is also true for all the other students too. For the UGA class of 2020, on behalf of the UGA Alumni Association, I personally want to welcome you to becoming an alum of the University of Georgia. And as President Moorhead posted on the UGA commencement website, the faculty, staff, and university administration are happy to recognize and celebrate your outstanding academic accomplishment, even on May 8, 2020. We on African Perspectives would like to add our own voice. Congratulations, and our call is for you to go and make significant changes, particularly for African students graduating from the professional schools. We say, don't forget Africa. So for now, and for all of our listening pleasure, here again is Final with So Far, So Good, an interesting song of thanksgiving from a fellow, a young person, on behalf of all the graduates listening to our show today. Congratulations and best wishes to all of you. We hope that you are grateful for the grace.
So far, so good, though. I thank God, though, for giving me life today. So far, so good, oh, I thank God, oh, for the place where I am today. Na, 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 na. Everybody say, Ibuni wa, Ibuni wa mo. Everybody say, Eri wego, Eri wego mo. Akaka go, Akaka go mo. Eri wego, Eri wego mo. Ibuni wa, Ibuni wa mo. Eki sibuni wa kaiyo. Chai, Odogu akataka, ina potala mumbeni no namba. Change my story, make me rise faster.
Eddie boy, I know I could say no. Aye, it's a move, bullet woman, there's no bar. Now every city done the field, the lumber. Him and the most in a you be master. I buy put a law, now I got to know. Aye, I got my toro chineke. I got my toro chineke.
Aye,
you can get this all some.
I'm a mere to put now so they go. Every day I go to bless you.
So far so good though, I thank God oh, for giving me life today. So far so good though, I thank God oh, for the place where I did today. Everybody say, Ibuni wa mi buni wa mo. Everybody say, Jeri wego meri wego mo. Ataka go mo. Jeri wego meri wego mo. Ibuni wa mi buni wa mo. Eki sumu ni waka ibu. Uche na geme o. She tomorrow carry bele o. Nigwe kane ne kwekele o.
Too much yo is a debe o.
Oba jodo lo sogi kana bonu. Uwa tuba mo sogi kane bele o. The way you change my life I still can't believe. If you neme o no ma go he kocha kwaya o.
Ogozi di magozi.
Mampara.
Oti ere mutara.
Mampara.
Ogozi di magozi.
Lead me higher
o. Obere moyo o.
So far so good though, I thank God oh, for giving me life today. So far so good though, I thank God oh, for the place where I did today. Everybody say, Ibuni wa mi buni wa mo. Everybody say, Jeri wego meri wego mo. Ataka go mo. Jeri wego meri wego mo. Ibuni wa mo. Eki si buni wa ga ibu. Chai, odogu, odogu. Ha, iyele, iyele. Chai, okaka, okaka. Chai, iyele, iyele.
Congratulations to all graduates at all levels listening to our show today, including those rising to high school all the way to those graduating with various higher institutional degrees, either first, second, or additional degrees. We thank the Almighty for you all. A happy Mother's Day to all African, non-Africans, especially to mothers on the continent and around the world as they work very hard to protect themselves and their families during this ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. We thank all of our parents, including mothers, that are working to put the lives and lives of their loved ones back together as best as they could. Happy Mother's Day to the world. Here is one more dedication from Asha. It goes to all of our beautiful mothers. Enjoy.
Yeah, mama, me oh, Rojuri. that is why I'm loving you. Nitori ama o o ti a ile oko. Mama mi o roju ri. That is why I'm loving you. Ha ah, ah. La 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 la. Oh, oh you're beautiful. Oh, oh you're beautiful. Oh yeah, la. Eba mi kira fu mama mi Orisha bi ya o Kosi la e Eba mi kira fu mama mi Orisha bi ya o Kosi la e
As we round up the show, we want to remind our listeners that our show is coming out to you from right in the house of a member of the African Perspectives team, Mr. Michael Cadden. So if you hear all the sounds of nature, please enjoy it as part of the show. But finally, on behalf of my colleagues working with me to bring you African Perspectives, Mr. Michael Cadden and Ms. Sarah Thaxton, we thank you for tuning in. For all of our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult period of the COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save the world, for all mother figures and mothers, especially African mothers, whether they are work here with us or not, and for you, our longtime listeners, who've been joining us weekly for the last 23 years, we say thank God for Africa and Africans. It is our hope that whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African Perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akinloye Ojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. I hope you've enjoyed our Mother's Day special, even as the world continues to deal with the impact of the coronavirus on our daily existence. If so, we hope you join us next week for another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odigba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifo, Kombe, Subonana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Denawalu, and Solon.